Shaul Ezer ben Mordechai Halevi. So we'll have this in mind for Mitzvah Hashem for next few days for sure as well. Okay. Okay, so we saw the statement of Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar taught us that if a person is Mekadish and Isha ben Maneh, and he gave her in the meantime only a fraction of the mount, he gave her a dinar. Chiddush Rav Elazar, Mekudeshes v'yashlim. The pshat is that by giving her a dinar and for her accepting the dinar, it's equivalent to having given her the dinar for kiddushin amenas that he'll be mashlim. It's like an amenas. An amenas is kimei achshav. As we explained, there are really two points in the Chiddush of Avalaza. Number one, that we assume that we view this as an amenas equivalent, that we view this as kiddushin is with the amount that he gave her now, with the dinar. Welcome. Okay. Welcome to everybody. Yeah. So that's number one, that's Chiddush number one. And then Chiddush number two, that we view a hafa, as we explained on Thursday, the atnai that doesn't spell out lehedya and the achshav or an im. We define the default tnai as a tnai of me'achshav. And therefore, viewing it as a tnai is Chiddush number one, and then assuming that a tanai like this is viewed as me'achshav, that amenas therefore is a din of me'achshav. Okay, this is the pshat of the Gemara. This is the Chiddush of Avalazar. And we discussed the arichos then, the question of the Rishonim in terms of the notion of mishpatei atanayim, and where do you have that, and the various explanations that the Rishonim gave. Then we had the Chiddush of the Avni Miluyim, that basically this, the fact that the Yashrim is not a function of the Tanai, that means to say that the Kedushin is not going to depend on whether he's Mashrim. The Kedushin is a Kedushin, and the Chiyub Lahashrim is because there were terms that were stated for the contract, for the transaction. And that's why he owes the balance. So that would mean that he has a chiyuv to be mashlim, based on the psika that was set up. Then the Avni Miluyim had to explain, so why does Gemara make it connect to the chidush of Avhuna, that amenas is kamei achshav? L'chora, that issue should be irrelevant. Regardless, he has to give the amount that he pledged. Why is it dependent on the tanai? So he said a chidush which we had problems with, right? That's what we ended on Thursday with. That he wanted to say, because the Kedushin is chal now, which is what Rav Huna holds, it's kamei achshav, therefore he has to give what he pledged as per the Kedushin that took effect. If the Kedushin did not take effect yet, then I don't owe what I made up, I pay for it. So according to Rav Yehuda, the Kedushin wasn't chal. So then, to the extent the Kedushin wasn't chal, because the Kedushin, Rav Yehuda, who is amenas, is like im, so then I don't owe the balance, because the condition didn't take effect yet. Like that was the pshat that he gave in the Gemara. The major difficulty with that, which we still don't have an answer to, is l'chora. Why is Rav Yehuda going to be any different than Rav Huna? Because Rav Yehuda holds that a tanai of amenas is like in, right? But we said that you have to have mishpatei atanai. And you don't have it here. That was the point that I'm going to answer the kasha. Where's the tanai kafel? Answer, you don't have tanai kafel. Doesn't matter. Even if you don't have a tanai, but you still have to be mashkin as per your understanding, your agreement. What happens if a person makes a tanai of im that fails the test of mishpatei atanai? So he said something about letting it take effect at some point in the future with the lashon im. But l'maisa, the tanai doesn't count as a tanai. When is the chalos going to take effect? If the tanai is batal and the maisa is kayam, is the maisa kayam at a later date because he said in? Or is the maisa kayam right now? Seems to be obvious. When is the maisa kayam right now? In other words, the tanai is invalid, therefore you're doing the maisa now, the chalos is now. So what did Avni Miluyim say? That we need to bring in Rav Huna who holds amenas kemeyachshav, because otherwise there'd be no chiyah biyashrim as per my yischaivus of the psika of the kedushin, because kedushin didn't take effect. What do you mean? The kedushin didn't take effect even for a Yehuda, because if the tnai doesn't have mishpatei atznayim, because that was the point that the Avim was trying to answer with the kasha of the rishonim, with mishpatei atznayim. So they gave answers that you don't need it by mayachshav, or it's as if you would have said it because you didn't say any kind of tonight. The Rambam says, no, forget those answers. We don't accept those answers. But the answer is that you're mechuyah because you agreed to give the mana. But you only have to give the mana as per your agreement if there's a kedushin. So that's only according to Rav Huna. Why? According to Rav Yehuda, if there's not a good tonight, then it's a good chalos right now. Seems to be the same. Mamish apella, we don't know pshat. But Lamai said the approach of the Avim Miluyim, I think we'll be able to extract it from Rishonim as well. So far we haven't. So far we see the Rishonim going a different way, that the basic chiyuv is the Tanai itself. Why are you mashlim? Because of the Tanai. And Avim Miluyim is machadish, know that you're machuyuv to be mashlim because you stated that you're going to be mashlim. So separate from the issue of the Tanai, you are pledging Kedushin. You're saying, for the condition, I'm going to give you X amount, so you have to get it. That seems to be a chiddush at this point, not like the Rishonim, certainly against the Tosfos Riazake, who says what? Should he want to be chozer? Says Tosfos Riazake, could he be chozer? Yes, absolutely. Who can't be chozer? She. According to Rabbi Guyan, he can't be chozer, because that's his chayvus. He says, I'm going to give you the money. That's where we are right now, just to lay the groundwork of the sugya. Now we'll see how this is going to come up again in the Hemshech HaGemara. Yeah, Gedali.
Just pointing out that even according to our Tzarkin on the Avnei Miluyim, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda would still both say it's good, but for completely different reasons. Meaning the Avnei would be because of Rav Yehuda would be because of this.
Well, let's go slow. If the Tanai passes the test of a Tanai, either because Miyachsa doesn't need Tanai Kofel, or because it's Ki'ili with Kofel, like the Rush says, then the Nafkamina will be, in this case, would the Kedushin take effect now, the Yashrin, or would the Kedushin take effect when he's Mashrin? Now, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it takes effect later, but not for the reason that we would have said, because the whole Kesef Kedushin is the money. The Kesef Kedushin is the Dinah. The Yashrim is a Tanai. But when is the Tanai? What kind of Tanai is it? Amenas is not Meyachshav, says Rabbi Yehuda. This is like an Amenas. It's an ambiguous Tanai, as we said. That's like an Amenas. So an ambiguous Tanai, says Rabbi Yehuda, takes effect at the point that the Tanai is fulfilled. In other words, again, the first Kiddush of Rav Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda, could accept that we view this as a Tanai. Lamasha could be a nafkamina. Should I assume that the entire kedushin is based on the cumulative giving of the kesef, not the dinar with the tanai of yashrin, but the kesef kedushin is the entire amount, which when he gives the last part of the mana, that is the giving of the kesef. So Ede kedushin would have to witness what? What would they have to see? Not just what he gives now, not just the first dinar. They'd have to see the entire Nesinas HaKesef up to and including the last amount toward the money, because that's the Kesef Kedushin. But if I assume that the Kesef Kedushin is the dinar, Amenas, that I'll give you a money. So this is not so pasha, but in Svara we could hear, and many hold this way, that you don't need Eide Kedushin for the Kiyumat Tanai. Eide Kedushin is the original Maisa Kedushin. Kiyumat Tanai doesn't need Eide Kiyum. So then according to Rav Yehuda Lamasha, you wouldn't need Eide Kiyum on what he gives afterwards, as long as he's Maslim. Could be have to know he's Maslim, okay, whatever, but you don't need formal Eide Kiyum for that. But would I argue that the entire, on the whole premise of Avalazar's Chiddush to begin with, that we view this as a Tanai, then you need Eide Kiyum for later as well. Right. So some say, so Yehuda doesn't have to dispute the first Kiddush. But for Yehuda, you would still have to be Maslim, and the Kiddush, and meaning that the Kiddush would be waiting till he's Maslim, because it's a Tanayath Im. But Rav Huna holds that no, it's a Tanayath Me'achsa. So the Kiddush is Chal Me'achsa. Again, Pashup Shat, we're talking about only about a Tanay, in which case he could be Chozer, because he doesn't have to fill the Tanay. But to the extent that he's not Chozer, the Yashrim, it's from before. That's the Pashut words of the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a Kasha and Rav Elazar. Fek the Gemara, Meisire. His Kachi Li B'mane. V'haya Mone V'holech. So the case the Brisa discusses is, again, he says B'mane, but he's counting it out. And meanwhile, he hasn't gotten to the last installment of the mana. As he's counting it out, he hasn't yet given everything. And one of them decides to back out. Even the last installment, he's counting dinar by dinar by dinar, and it hasn't yet been the full mana. Then one of them wants to back out. They can back out. So this is the kashan Rav Elazar. Look at Rashi. That means that the Bryce is telling us the Kedushin is not chal till she receives the entire everything, till the whole month. And you said Mikudeshes for Yashrin. And here it says that Echad Mehem, which Echad Akzu could be chosen. Well, now what is the Kasha from? From whose Chazar? Right. So here we have to go back to what we just discussed. From whose Chazar? So as far as he's concerned, according to Tosfos Zakein, we saw Mefurish. If he wants to be chosen, not to fulfill the Tanai, he can do so. So that would be a kash. Even Rav Elazar agrees he can be chosen. So what? What's the kash? That you have to learn that the kash is from her. What's the echad mehem lachzer? Means even her. But what do you mean? According to Rav Elazar, it's a Tanai. And means to say that right now the kesef condition is this, Almanasa, she's out of the picture, she can't be chosen. The kasha is from her. The Meiri has it sad to say that even he can't be chosen. He doesn't explain himself. But then he says, if you say that, then it's a raya from this Gemara, because then the kasha is really from him as well. Meiri brings that we're kofa. Nechuk ha-mefarshim, im hi yachol l'chofo l'hashrim im rav. Yesh mefarshim, he says, v'yashrim al karcho. The v'yashrim means he has no choice but to be mashrim. Shehi kofas ho bebezden al hashlamas hamana. Does he mean Avni Miluyim? It doesn't sound that way. The Ritva has decided to say that you call for him because it's like, otherwise he's in limbo. That's Chanzeg Din Rabbanan. But anyway, the Meiri brings doesn't explain it, but says she can be called for him. The Af Shuta Shil Sugya Zu Muchachas Kein. Yeah, then the Sugya is beautiful. The Masha Hiksha Rabbi Masha Amr Vatsa Mechel Lachza Choser Mash Badacha Ein Echad Mem Yochel Lachza Kamer. Now the Kasha is here. It says in the Brisa either one could be Choser, and Rav Elazar would hold that neither could be Choser. So the Kasha is from him as well. If you hold like the Tosri Azakin, then the Kasha would have to be from her. It's interesting. The Avni Miluyim himself, He has a kasha in another way, and then he says, with my pshat, it's even better. He says, on this Gemara, he brings a kasha from his brother. The very end of that same sifkatan. After he establishes his soul that there's a chiyuv lahashrin based on the tzika of the kedushin, he has a kasha from his brother. B'zeh yisyashev, mashiiksha achi arav chayim koyen, this is Kutus Asfekis, I believe. B'hadim maksha Gemara, Ahadam Rav Elazar Mekudeshes V'Yashrin from the Brisa Hayimone Baruch Ratz Echmen Lachzar Afil B'din Achron Hushus B'Yado Umay Kushya. He says, what's the problem? Of course, Echad and Lachzor could be Chozer. I'll tell you why. Deha Hamekadish Yachal Lachzor Lishem De'en Kofin Bekima Tanai. He assumes like Tosfei Azaken. In terms of Tanai, because Tanai you can't be Kofin against the Meiri and the Ritva. So it's not him. You can't be Kofin. So he could be Chozer. Furthermore, V'ha'isha Nami Yachal Lachzor. How could that be? Lefima damina bepeg mishachazo daf ein hey nesina balkarcha lo shmei nesina. The sugya in the Gemara there, if a person makes a tnai, almanas, whatever, you'll give me, I'll give you something. If the person refuses to take it, and the person literally stuffs it into their hand, is that called a nesina? Is that a kim of shetite? Nesina bal, if you're old, nesina balkarcha lo shmei nesina. So she has a way to prevent the tnai from being fulfilled. She simply refuses to take it. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? Rav Elazar is correct, but Echad Nen Yachal Avzer. He could be chozer because you're not kofa him and kima tonight. She could be chozer because nesina bal karcha lo shema nesina. Im ken yachol lomer any road for the kabbalas hashar. The name Rav. So say Rav Elazar holds like that shita. The name Rav Elazar svirle the nesina bal karcha lo shema nesina. That's his brother's kasha. Says Davin Miluim, but according to my pshat, Gvaldik, Fimasha Kasavti, that we're not talking about a Kiyama Tanai here. The Vyashlin. The Ebezem Mishum Tanai, because after all, there's no Mishpat Tanai, he didn't do Kanai Kafel. So what's the whole Vyashlin about? It's not based on Tanai. Elam Mechuyevu B'dmei HaKedushin. B'dmei HaKedushin Avor Amaisa. The Kiyama the Eno Elechov. It's an obligation. Shneim in Yechom Lazar. The Hamakadosh Umatzi Chozer because he wasn't called for the Tanai and she can't be Chozer because by a Chov, Piron Bal Karchach Shmei Piron. But after the Tanai, the Homach Lokas, Nesina Bal Karchach Shmei Nesina, is specifically about Nesina Bal Karchach when you said Titein in a Tanai. Al Menas, that I'll give you or you'll give me something, and then the Nesina was Bal Karchach of the recipient. That's the sugya in Gittin, Nesina Bal Karche, Shema Nesina or not. But Piron Bal Karche is for sure Shema Piron. So if the issue is about a Tanai, then my brother had a Kasha, right? So then she could also be Ma'akev. She won't let the Tanai be fulfilled. So it's a Kasha. What's the Gemara asking? He could be Choser, she could be Choser. The Tanai won't happen. Because either of them will prevent the Tanai from being fulfilled. But if it's not because of a Tanai, it's because of a chov, so then the Gemara has a good kash. That's what that Miru wants to say. Yeah, so again, so if you're leaving out the Avni Miruim, they're going to have to say either that we're kofa him as well, like the Miri seems to say, or you'll say the kasha is from the fact that she can be chozer, and we have to figure out an etzah for this kasha of Nesina Bal Karche. Maybe we have something in a second, and we have this chiddush of the Miruim that no, it's not with Tanai, and therefore for sure you could be she can't stop it. Could be the whole kasha is not so troubling. Because what are we asking? Maybe Rav Elazar agrees with the Braisa that Echad men Yochel Lachzor. Why? Because he could not fulfill the Tanai. Or she could stop the Kima Tanai. Maybe that is not what the words of the Braisa suggest. On both sides, think of the words. Ratza Echmin Lachzor. What does it sound like? We're talking about a way to stop the Kima Tanai, or that the Kedushin has not taken effect yet. What is the pashtus of the words? Until Hayamon Ibaholeh, Ratza Lachzor means to be Choser from the Kedushin. Not to find a way, through the back door that there won't be a Kima tonight. Could be that, I was thinking, maybe the whole Kasha shouldn't bother us so much. Even if, she could stop him from giving him, it's tonight, she can stop him from giving him the rest of the money. And the fact that he could not fulfill the tonight. But that's not what the words are saying. The Gemara feels that the Bryce's words are talking about the fundamental issue. The Kedushin has not taken effect. That's what it means. How you wrote the Lachzor. Nothing happened. Lo Gomro Kedushin, like Rashi's Lashon. Right? She'ena Kedushin Cholin, Atche Tekabu, Harishus Biyodo, is a strong Lashon. To say that there's some way that you could find that the Kenai won't be fulfilled, that's not Harishus Biyodo. The language is very strong. It says that Hayor Rotsa Lachzor, Not there's a way to stop the kedusha because the tonight won't have passed, won't have come to pass. It's because the kedusha didn't happen yet. So then already we have a simple answer. Both for the Avinuim's kasha, for the Rishonim's, for the other kasha, mitzad him, mitzad har. This is not what we're talking about. To avoid kiyumat tonight is not the same thing as saying harishus biyado lachzef from the kedusha. So then the kasha is a head-on kasha and revelaza. Questions? So maybe that's a simple resolution to the kasha. Okay, the cheshbon is good, everybody. Yeah. Ben, yeah. Okay, we'll start it from the beginning. The Gemara had a kasha of Elazar from the fact that it says, in this case, Hayamona Baholech, Hayoechad Mehem Motzalachzar Chosen. So our problem was, from what is the kasha? Rav Elazar seems to say that there's a Tanai here, and it's Kedushin now, but there's a Tanai. So Pashtus, he could be choosing not to fulfill the Tanai. So then what's the kasha? So of course he could be Chosen. So then you can say, well, the kasha is from the fact that she could be Chosen. Fine. So that one eighth. The Meiri says, no, maybe the kasha is from the fact that he could be chozer, because the Meiri feels that you can be kofa him on the tonight, to fulfill the tonight. Good, even better. The Avnei Miluyim says, I don't understand. He could be chozer by not fulfilling the tonight, and she could be chozer by not letting him give the money, because there's a tzad in the Gemara in Gittin that Nesina bar Karche by a tonight is not called a Nesin. Says Avnei Miluyim, yeah, but If the chiyuv lahashlim is not based on fulfilling a tonight, the tonight is anyway no good. It's no tonight kafel. It's based on his chayvus. Then of course the kasha disappears. We came and said that maybe the gemara's kasha is because the lashon abrisa is mashma that the basis for the chazara is on a more fundamental level that the kedushin didn't take effect. Like Rashi's lashon is mashma. Haya echad rotz alavsa harishus biyado. To say harishus biyado means because nothing happened, not because I could stop the tonight from being fulfilled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a way, isn't that what Rav Ashi answers?
Rav Ashi has a different vort that really Rav Elazar agrees to this case, whereas Mona Vaholich is, it's the fact that the case is what it is.
And Mona Vaholich is
Daita Kule. Understand, but we're saying even if we're not Mona Vaholich, you see, that Rav Elazar is wrong. It's Daita Kule even in a normal case. Mona Vaholich is not that. Okay, so this is the kasha of the Gemara. And for the Gemara, what's the case? Hacha b'maya skinan. What's our discussion here? The Amar b'manazu. Ah. Rav Elazar's point that we view this as a Tanai, and your Kesef Kedushin is the Dinar, and the rest is a Tanai, and the Yashrim, that's by manastam. But this case, we have to explain, is a case of manazu. Manazu. In Manazu, clearly the entire thing is the Kedushin, the Kesef Kedushin. Rashi says, the Manazu, the Daita Akua. In other words, when did Rabbi Elazar say that the Das is only in what she got right now? By Manastam. But Manazu, clearly Daita Akua. Feg the Gemara. Hamid the Sefer by Manazu, Resha by Manastam. But wait, the same Brisa goes on in the Sefer. And the Sefer discusses Manazu, which would imply that the Reisha, the case that we just mentioned, that Hershus Biyado for either one to be Chozer is Manastam, the Katani Sefer. What do we have in the Sefer of that Braisa? Amar lo eskatshili b'manazu. So it talks now about a case of Manazu, and it talks about what happened. The Nimsa Mana Chasadina. It's a different case. And it turns out that it was short. It was not a full Mana. Oh, Dina Shal Nechoshes. Or the Dina was copper, so it's not the currency that we're talking about. It wasn't silver. Enem Mekudeshes. In that case, Enem Mekudeshes. Dino Ra, but if it's a Dino Ra, we'll have to explain, the Gemara's going to explain to what all this means. Harezo Mekudeshes V'yachlif. But Dino Ra, it is a Kedushin, but he has to swap it. So meanwhile, what's the Kasha? So you see in the Sefer that it's a case of Manastam, which would imply that the Reisha is a case of, the Sefer is a case of Manazu, which would imply that the Reisha is a case of Manastam, and therefore, again, it's a Kasha on Rav Elazar. And for the Gemara, lo, Reisha, this Sefer, Dama Manazu, really, this Reisha is also Manazu, just like the Sefer. Upeirusha come to Farish. And it's simply him coming to explain the din that we just said, which we said, what do we say in the Reisha? Rotsa, Echamehem, Lachzor, I feel bidin ha'acharon hoshes biyadim. So we just stated in the Reisha that if either one wants to be chozer, they can do so. Again, we're talking about manezu. Ketzad, what would this be like? What case is it? Kigon da amala manezu. Like it says in the Sefer, it's the same case. So it comes out that what we have in the Reisha, the Sefer, is really hainuach. Now, let's keep this in mind. The Reisha talks about the lashon of what? The nusach of the Reisha is ratza echad and lachzor harshus biyada. And the lashon of the Brice and the Sefer is that if it nimsa manachaser dina or dina shemachoshes ainam mekudeshes. Is that the same halacha? Gemara is trying to say it's the same halacha. Is that really the same halacha? The first part talks about ratza echad and lachzor. It means that there's a basis for chazara. But suppose, you know, they decide not to be chozer, and let's say they'll decide to be mashlim in the end. So fine, right? But there's an option to opt out. And the other case says, in the mekudeshes, which means what? They can still be mashlim, they can't be mashlim. This is a big machokas, Rashi and Tosus, we'll see in a minute. But the Gemara is suggesting right now that it's all about manazu. Therefore, Rav Elazar has no problem, because the first case of the Braisa also is not his case. His case is Manistam, that's where Daita Adina. The case of the Braisa, that's Enim Kudeshes, and Roshis Biyadu, is because it's Daita Kula, that's by Manazu. Either safe as Manazu, it's all one. Yeah, but notice, it's all one, but the Lushan of the Braisa and the Reisha is Rosh Echem Elaz Roshis Biyadu, and the Ketzad is what? Is Enim Kudeshes. So this is the question we have to pay attention to, right? So the Gemara is saying, good, so it's all one. So Rav Elazar is no problem. It's a case of manazu. So Gemara says, Hachinami Mustafa. And in fact, let us support this pshat that it's all a case of manazu. The Isak Gedaitach Reisha b'manestam. If you tell me, like you originally thought, that the Reisha is manestam, and that's where we had a kasha and Rav Elazar. But wait, has to b'manestam l'avi kiddushi. The manazu mebaya, says the Gemara, it has to be like you just said, that it's Purusha Kamefarish, it's all one. Because if you would say that the Reisha is a case of manazdam, so why talk about the case of the Sefer? It's a Kal V'Chomer. Again, the Gemara is assuming that what I know from the Reisha would already give me the obvious for the case of the Sefer. And again, remember, the Reisha's case was Chazara, stated as a Chazara. And the Sefer's case is stated as what? As in the Mekudeshes. And yet the Gemara is saying that what's true in the Reisha by Manastam would be certainly true in the case of Manazu. But is it identical halacha or is it not? This is, again, we're going to see a machlokas Rashi and Tosafos here. The Gemara is saying it has to be that's all one case of Manazu. Because otherwise, hashta the Manastam labi kedushi. Manazu mibaya. The Kal V'Chomer that the din would be the same in the case of Manazu. So it must be that's all case of Manazu. The Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha, that's not a support to your answer, because I can really stick with that, my assumption that the first case is a manastam. Imishim halo irya, that wouldn't prove anything, because tana sefer liguya reisha, to the contrary. By stating the sefer after the reisha, it's in order to let you realize that the reisha was in fact a case of manastam. Shalot tomar, that you should not say reisha bin manazu, that the reisha was dafka by manazu, that they could be chozer. Avu b'manastam have a kedushin. B'manastam, maybe it's a kedushin like Rav Elazar. That's dafka. Why tana sefer b'manazu? That's why he says manazu in the sefer to tell you that what michlal dereshet manastam va'afilachi against Rav Elazar have a kedushin. So what comes out of this shakatari is that the brisa has two ways to be understood. It's either exactly like Rav Elazar or exactly not like Rav Elazar. That's what it comes out. Right? Either you understand that it's all one scenario of manazu. That, why is that? Because were it to be by manastam, Rav Elazar is absolutely correct. That what? That Rav Elazar is mekudeshes, right? The ashrin, and you can't be chozer. She can't be chozer, let's say. She, he, whatever. That's one way to be the braisa. Alternatively, to the contrary. The Braisa is talking about manazu in the Sefer in order to imply that the Reisha is manastam to tell me against Rav Elazar. That's basically what your options are. Recently, the Gemara wanted to support the answer to defend Rav Elazar, to say otherwise, why mention the Sefer if I have the Reisha, if Kal V'Chomer to the Sefer? Says Gemara, to the contrary, I have the sefer to tell me that the reisha in fact is a case of manastam against bevelas. Good, that's the cheshbon of the pshat of the Gemara. So let's see Rashi. Or maybe let's be another line. Then we'll see the Rashi. You can tell us Rav Ashi on that. So this is one shlav of the Gemara to try to have a kasha Rav Elazar from the Braisa, and we resolve it. But we didn't have a proof to that teretz. But we have a way to answer Rav Elazar. Rav Ashi Amar Moni Baholich Shaini, the Daita Akule. Rav Ashi has another solution. Really, manastam is the case of the Reisha, not the answer that we gave before, that the case of the Reisha is manazu, and that's where Rav Elazar would agree. Really, the case of the Reisha is a manastam case. Aye, how come they could be chozer? What makes this case different is the mona v'holech. If you're mona v'holech, counting it out, then she clearly doesn't want kedushin just with the dinar, she's expecting everything. Which means we have a machlokas, right, within Rav Elazar. The Gemara is going to pass in Rav Elazar daf test, right? Rav Elazar, hilchsak Rav Elazar. But we have a machlokas, stama de Gemara and Rav Ashi, whether there's going to be a difference within mana stam, according to Rav Elazar, between an ordinary case, where Rav Elazar says, right, obviously that mikudesh es v'yashrin, and whether mona v'holech is different or not. According to the original assumption of the Gemara, there's no nafkamina. Rav Elazar's shita would be the same, by mana stam, whether it's ordinary case or mona v'holech. And Rav Ashi changes the picture. So that big tumul in the Achronim, in the post in the Shonim, Achronim, how do we paskin on this question? Within Rav Elazar, does mona v'holech change the picture or not? Rav Ashi says yes, the Gemara before didn't think so. Okay, now let's come back to the Rashi and the Tosis. Okay, so we're up to the Rashi. Okay, so the manazu, the daita ku, that was the Gemara's original answer, that the reisha is manazu. Dina Ra says, I in the Sefer talks about a case of manazu, so we have Dina Ra. Rashi says, we'll explain that later what that means, Dina Ra. So the Gemara says that it's not a new case that implies that the reisha is manastam, it's all a case of manazu. Ketzad. Ketzad, the Amara, the manazu, v'nimtza chaser dinar, eina mikudeshes, v'hainu, the ka'amar rotsa echad lachzar shus biyado. Be medayik in this Rashi. What is this Rashi telling you? How is Rashi learning up in the Gemara? That when it says rotsa echad lachzar shus biyado, that's the same thing as saying in the Sefer, that's explaining the Reisha in the Mekudeshes. For Rashi, when we have the din of manazu, and it says in the Mekudeshes, that means the option of chazar. And if they're maslim, absolutely fine. But the option is for chazar, they can opt out. Let's see further. Mistavra, where it says, let's support this answer, the Pirushim and Farish, that's explaining it. Because otherwise, if you tell me it's not one case, has to be manastam. Here you have the case of manastam in the first case, which you want to say is not manastam, it's manastam. Tanalei. What does it say over there? Dia cholim lachzar. Kozman, Shilo, Kibles, Kula, that you can even be Choser, either one can be Choser, so long as you didn't get everything, by even a manastam case. Man, bin manazu, the nimsa chaser, chasadina probably, right? Nimsa chasadinar, the hashtag, Kibla, Kula, and it was a manazu. Nibaya, you need to tell me, the Machi Hadra. So again, according to Rashi, the Eina Mekudeshes of the manazu case in the Sefer, and the Ratz Echen and Lachzor in the Reisha mean Hainuhach. That means to say that a manazu in a mekudeshes does hashlama work, yes or no, according to Rashi. Yes or no, does hashlama work? Can you be mashlim? Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no nafgamina in that regard. In a mekudeshes means to the extent that right now you don't want. But if you'll be mashlim, I'll get everything, of course. It wasn't here right now in what you're giving me. And he said, manazu, say this, so you'll give me later. No problem. Just means the condition hasn't taken effect until I get everything. This is Rashi. We just see the next Rashi. Yimon Nebalech Shaini, this is Rav Ashi's answer. The Afa Agav the Amr B'manestam. So Rashi has a new approach. Even if it's manestam, Came to Chazise, since she sees him Mona Baholeh, that changes everything. The Daita Kula. Avo Kilo Nasan Eladina, let's say, wasn't Mona Baholeh, he just gave her installment number one. The Kabilte. Vada Hashem Kedushin Kabilte. Then we assume it was Hashem Kedushin, the Amanasti Yash. Okay, so this is Rashi. Zoktos. Hashta Bimanastam, Lahavi Kedushin, Bimanazum Bayim. Here the Gemara wanted to support its defense of Rav Elazar, that the case is all the same. It's Manazu and the Reisha, and the Sefer is simply explaining the case of Manazu, because otherwise, why would you need the Sefer? Manastam is in the Reisha, it says Lavi Kedushin, so why mention the case by Manazu? The same thing, it's obvious. V'yam Toma Fektos was Dil Mahaka Mashmalan. Maybe the Chiddush is something that you wouldn't know yet from the Reisha. The Manazu really knows maybe Manastam, the case is Manastam in the Reisha. But I wouldn't know something about Manazu unless I said the Sefer. Because why? How come I should take Manazu afa gav de lo chazra ba la'avi kedushin? That by Manazu, even without chazara, it's simply not what he said. He said Manazu. Kevashanim tzal chaser. So what kind of kasha does the Gemara have to prove the answer that it gave, that it must be all case of Manazu, Purusha Kamifaresh, because otherwise has to be Manastam, Lavi Kedushin, Soli Manazu. It's a big difference. By Manastam, it's Chazara. By Manazu, even what? Even without Chazara. Even if she wasn't Chosha, it's not what he stated. Manazu. It's not. It's Chosha. If he's Mashim, it won't matter. Tosis takes us another Pashut, that by Manazu, Chazara is not necessary, and Ashlama won't work. And what did Rashi say? The din is the same. By Manazu, it's just a pshat that she can be chozer. If you mask him, it's fine. Tosis, Rashi had no kasha. Tosis is a problem here. What's the Gemara's kavachomer? Good. The Ishlomar. No, but that too I can figure out. The Meresha Shamit Mina, I can still get that from the Resha. Why? Because Kevan de Bimanastam, Yechola Lachzaba. What do you see in the Resha? That there's an option of Chazar, she could be Chosen, Bimanastam. Meaning, Velo Aminan Yashin. We don't say that she has no voice of being Chosen. He says, that's it, the Kedushin is Chal, and if he wants to mask him against her will, that's it, the Kedushin takes effect. What do you see? What do you see from the Resha? Alma lo chalu ha-kedushin kala tzayasim. So one thing is clear. What chiddush can I extract from the Resha? That the kedushin is not chal until the hashlama against Rav Elazar's, right, against Rav Elazar's sheet. So if that's true, that you see that the kedushin is not chal tzayasim, so then what follows from that in the case of the manazu of the sefer? Inami ki amala b'manazu v'nimtza chaser. What will I say? Lo chalu kedushin. And as far as Hashlama is concerned, that I understand Hashlama won't work. She's not relying on Hashlama. It's only what he saw, what he showed her. That's what she expects it to be, what's over there. What is Tosis answering? That detail, I understand on my own. Once I know in the Resha that the Kedushin is not Chal, the Dushin is not Chal till later, so then it follows in the case of Manazu that there won't be Kedushin ever. So what is this Machlokas? It's an interesting Machlokas. Like case of Manazu, can there be Hashlama? Does there need to be a Chazara, or is it automatically not going to work? Interesting Machlokas. Rashi holds that it's Hainulach, it's a din of Chazara, even by Manazu. But he can give her other coins later, even though right now it didn't add up to the mana, he'll give afterwards. And it's fine. Tosfos thought it wouldn't be conditioned later either. So the Ran, the Omedite, that this is Rashi and Tosfos seem to be arguing. Let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran discusses this issue a little bit. Let's take a look at the Ran. Okay. So he quotes the whole Gemara, right? And he brings the second answer, Rav Ashi. And then he comments, right? Rav Ashi Omar, Mona V'Holich Shaini, the Daita Akuei Mona. So now he's going to explain whether we hold a Rav Ashi or not. Kolomar Lo Tidchok. Rav Ashi comes in and says, Lo Tidchok, Lo Ukma B'Mona Zeh. Look me to, that means manazu. The law on bimanastam. It could even be a manastam case. That filochi lahavi to yufti drava lazar. The afagav. The amad manastam. Kivin the chazisa mona vaholech. Daita kule mana. Even though it was manastam, but she saw him counting. Then she wants everything. Avon kilanasa lo eladina v'kabilutei avadashem kedushin kabilti amnas fiyashim. Zui sugya sagemar. Good. Point number one in the rat. The harif zal nire. She samach al kimte kamaisa. The Dacha Lukimte de Rav Ashi. So the first thing the Ran comments is what? Do we accept Rav Ashi's distinction within Rav Elazar of Mona Baalech? No. The Rif doesn't go with that. And the reason is, Mishem Dukimte Kamaisa, if you listen to the Gemara. So that's why we give more weight to that. Interesting. I, Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara, I don't know. But he had a hand around the Gemara. But the stomach of the Gemara gets more weight than Rav Ashi's answer. The Kayotse Bezer Kasav Rif Bilchus. Okay. Umikom makom, but something else now. As far as our issue, near a dasa Ramban zavachidushav. The bemana zeh kosh nimtza chaser dinar lo baya chazar. By mana zeh, if it doesn't add up to mana, there's no need to be chosen. The bemela batki kedushi. That's it. It's over. Kiddushin is not going to take effect. Says the Ran, v'zeh shelo kedivrei Rashi zal. This is not the way Rashi said. Shekasav Allah dahada amri. That which the Gemara says has to be manestam la'avi kiddushin b'manezeh mibaya. So Rashi writes, quote kalashin hazeh. Now he's quoting words of Rashi. Has to be manestam tanale. The Yechoin Lachzor, Kozman Shul Kibles Kulo, that she could be Chol, they could be Cholzer, so long as he didn't accept everything. Bimane Zev Nimsa Chasadinar, the Hashtel Kibles Kulo, Mibaya, Dimachi Hadra. Is it any question that what? Rashi said, any question that what? That she could be Cholzer. Means that the issue in both cases is one issue, Chazar. By Manazu, it's the inner law of the condition means chazar. But I know that from Manastam. So that's what Rashi says. Alma Svira Lezal. So you see Rashi holds. The Afilu, the Manazev and Imsachas Adinar, by chazar. Now, why did Rashi say this? What led Rashi to assume this? Dr. Rab shot in the Gemara. Because Tosis Kasha by the Rashi. The Nira says, Kiko Lomar Kane, what forced Rashi to assume that? The Im Isa, if you'll tell me, the Afilu Minastam Batli Kedushin, that even without Chazara, by Manazu, that's Nimsa Chaser, Kedushin is no good. My Kaparech, what's the Gemara asking? That the Manazam Mibaya, that if I know by Manastam, that there could be Choser, so Manazu Mibaya, that what? Havadi Tzarech Ledavar Shin Eschadishbo. No, but I need to talk about the safe of Manazu for something else that's new. That wasn't stated yet, namely the Iyu b'manastam by Chazara, the Iyu b'manazek k'nim z'chas adina b'akli yushin b'meila. Whose kasha is that? Tosis kasha. So Rashi answered it by assuming that no, there's no difference. By manazu v'nim z'chasar, it's just the issue of Chazara. But if she's not chosen, you can be masked, no problem. Says the Rana, I don't agree though. Okay, I understand where Rashi said it. The afal b'kein ain't dvar b'chuvarin. Why? The cave and the Amar of the Manazeh. Lemaisa, what were his words? Manazeh. Umana Inka. It's not a mana. Memel about the Kiddush. And the Ran has a raya, shtickle raya to this. The Gemara before, Kinamina Le'el. E the Amar of Chamshin v'lo Shavu Chamshin. So give Shirai. If he said Chamshin, it wasn't Chamshin. Halo Shavu Chamshin. Meaning, and what? He said Chamshin, it wasn't Chamshin. So what is it? What's the din? Nothing. Elevadim Nel about the Kedushin. He sees that, he doesn't see any basis that you could allow this to be, you know, about Chazara and it could be Mashkin. So, interesting Machokis. You know what the Machokis is about. But Rashi doesn't think it's a Kasha from there. So, what do you do with that Gemara? Vahada Amar b'manah zeh mibayah. How you read the Gemara that makes a Kavachomer from Manastam to Manazai? It's a new Chiddush in the Sefer. Hachi Kamar. This is now what Tosis would say. Hasta de manestam lo chayla kedushin me hasta. You can't have kedushin lechal right now. De lo amina kiman de amal almanas dami. We don't view it as if it were almanas. It's only going to be chal later. That's why chazara works. Umeshemach yimach yahadraba. So if that's true in the case of manestam, that the kedushin is in chal right now, koshkein, the mimanazeh, lekala meimar, you can't say the kemada amram nazdami. It also can't be an amenas. By mimanestam, it's not an amenas. So mimanazeh is not an amenas. The kemen shekein, now that I know it's not an amenas, where are the chips going to fall now, as far as the chasr dinar? Now I can use my own intuition and know that if it's chasr dinar, what do I have here? It's only a kal v'chomer insofar as the detail of whether Kedushin is chal now and it's an almanas or it's not chal now. Once I have that information, then I can know on my own that my man is zu. It's not going to work to have chazar. You don't need chazar. It's not. Nothing's going to change. We came into almanas. Came in shekein. He the man is damn tzricha chazar. The man is there. But in shachas sedir. The pshita debatim bemeila. The man is there. Amala umana enka. Okay. So that's another shlav in the sugya. Okay, we have one more layer. How much of this did guys get to? No, tell me, the next part. Very interesting, next part of the Gemara. The Ran is very interesting, and the next part of the Gemara. Should we just start it? Just a haschala, okay? Just to touch the tip of the iceberg. One more aspect. The Gemara now analyzes that case of the Seifa. Yet we have two ways to read the Braisa. We're clear, right? Either it's going to work with Rav Elazar, it's all in Manazu. That's the first pshat of the Gemara to defend Rav Elazar, or it's the case of the Seifa is a case of mana zu. The first case is mana stam. Now that's if it's against Rav Elazar, or it's all either it's a case of mana zu in the Reisha too. That works for Rav Elazar, or the Reisha is mana stam. It's against Rav Elazar, or mona v'holech makes the first case better. Rav Elazar agrees because of mona v'holech. That's what we have. But meanwhile, in the Seifa, the case is mana zu. And there's two cases that the Braisa mentions by Manazu. The case that Eina Mekudeshes, which means one of two things, either Chazara or doesn't work at all. And then the case of the Yachlif. Yeah, the Yachlif. So what's the case of Eina Mekudeshes, Chasa Dinar or Dinar Nechoshes? Eina Mekudeshes. What's the case of the Yachlif, Dinar Ra? So the Gemara's going to want to understand what are these cases exactly. Hai dina she nechoshes hechidami. What's the case of dina nechoshes? Idi yadaba, she knows about it, it's nechoshes hashava v'kibla. So she took it, so what's wrong? She creates accepting nechoshes, currency. The Gemara says, lo tzvicha, diyave nalei b'leilia, she couldn't see it. Inami d'shtakecha b'ni zuzi, it was mixed in. Rashi says, v'lo ikira bo mitchila shayim ur b'neim. So that's why it won't work. So enem kudesh. That's again, which means one or two things. Okay, and what's the other case? Dina ra. Then mikudesh es v'yachlif. Hay dina ra hechidami. Idelo nafik dina ra, because it's a bad coin. It's just not going out. It's not accepted in the market. It doesn't flow from hand to hand. Delo nafik is hay dina shenachoshes. It's the same issue. It's not. Amay mikudesh. How can it work? Amay mikudesh es. It says mikudesh v'yachlif. How can you kodeshes? Omer papa can do nothing al deat chak. What does it mean? You can get it by. It won't be so easy, but you can. Here and there, it can make its way into the market. There'll be people that will take it, but it won't be so simple. Okay. So what's the halacha now? Mikudeshes v'yachlif. So what's this about? Manefshach. This idea at chak. Does it count or does it not count? Is it good enough? It's good enough, then what's the v'yachlif? What's the basis of v'yachlif? What's the basis of v'yachlif? What do you think? Why v'yachlif? Why do you have to swap it? Yeah?
Because we come back to the service before, they need usable money. So if she's going to get nice.
Is it good enough? It goes out of the crack, so what's wrong? What kind of a basis is there for her to demand that it be swapped for something that goes smoother? It goes out smoother. Why? Lashon HaRitva here, afagav She doesn't have to accept it. You want to pay money to a malva that you owe money to. Is he mechuyev to take a bad dollar bill? That would be hard to convince somebody to, you know, to use. He's counting out money, right? And it's a coin. It's a coin or a bill that's not so simple that it would be still in currency. He's not mechuyev to take such a coin. So she's not mechuyev to take it either. If you look in the Ran, this is the next part of the Ran that we got up to. The Ran has an interesting comment. He says, okay, so where's the biyachlif come in? She requires the biyachlif. So I ask you, Rabosei, what's the basis of the biyachlif? And what's the issue in terms of the Kiddushin? The Kiddushin is chal now, as long as he swaps it, or the Kiddushin is not chal until he swaps it. And what should this depend on? Think about this question. What would you say? Look at the Ran. The Kema the Nafik Harezim Kudeshes. The Mistama Lo Kabda Kosher Chlifa. So the Ran starts by saying, if he's going to switch it for something that's smoother, again, if it's nechoshes, no good. If it's no nafik at all, no good. Enim kodeshes. If it's nafik adiyat chak, the yachlif. So mistama, as long as he's machlif, she's okay. Then the Ran goes on, the efsher, she'en ha-kiddushin tuyin bekach. Perhaps, the kiddushin is good regardless. Which means, so let's say he doesn't actually swap that last coin. That's nafik adiyat chak. Is there a kiddushin or not? Says the Ran, could be a big kiddushin. So what's the pshat v'yachlif? Lashon Ran, Ella, sheyesh lo lehachlifo la midin chov be'alma. I ask you, Rabosei, what are those words mean? Kiddushin is a kiddush. But he has to swap that last dinar midin chol bi'alma. What is this an echo of, perhaps? What does it sound like it's an echo of this, Ran? The Avni Miluyim. Sounds like the obligation that he has to give her is because that was what he said he's going to give for the kiddush. At least in this, the Efsher, let's go back afterwards to the beginning of the Ran. You have to know. The Ran was thinking originally that the condition is totally in this. Because until now we've been assumed, and we have to explain this better, but until we've been assumed, the Avim Ruim is out of left field. The older Rishonim learned this. So you have Tanai, don't bring in Psika here. It's a whole different way of learning the Sugya. I see a word of the Ran here, the end of the Sugya, with the case of the Adayat Chak. The Ran goes on the limb and says it could be, it's a kedushin. Whether he swaps it or not. What requires him the yachlif is chov b'yam. What chov? Chov b'yam means he's pledged, he's committed to giving her money. Therefore, if there's a part of the money that's not fully acceptable and it doesn't go out in the currency in the way that normal currency goes out, his responsibility is to make sure that he gives her coins that are easy to accept, that she doesn't have to accept a coin like that. The kiddushin will be a kiddushin regardless, says the Ran. The efsher that it is a kiddushin, but it be yachid because of chol b'yal. Suddenly, the Avni Miluyim's approach to the sugya is no longer on the fringe. Now we're talking to the Rishonim. Now we have to think about what did the Ran mean before this. I mean, the Ran until now we're thinking, as we would have thought, that the kiddushin is not a kiddushin until yachid. Does that mean that the Ran was thinking a whole different vein? That the whole issue is that of a tenai, but it's not a chol b'yalma? Or does the Ran accept the premise of Avni Miluyim, and maybe the sugya Rishonim don't negate Avni Miluyim completely? That there is an inyan of psika here in the sugya. The only thing is that Avni Miluyim had to tie it into tenai based on a pshat that he gave that we didn't understand. That it's only because the condition was chal now, maybe there's two things happening. Maybe there's psika, But the psika itself is tied to the kedusha. Like, it could be there's a tanai as well. But not that the notion of psika is a foreign idea here to the sugya. I see from the viyachlif in the Ran that the Avim Miluim is on target in the sugya. Could be back in the beginning of the sugya, viyashlim is also that way. Viyashlim is his responsibility. You ask me, is the kedushin dependent on it? Maybe it is. The Avim Miluim assumes it's not. I mean, kedushin is valid no matter what. Maybe this expectation of whatever the price is for the kedushin is also part of what the kedushin is conditioned on, and you have to figure out where's the tanai kofel and figure out an answer to that. Could be that's true, and Avim Miluim is true. Could be they're not mutually exclusive. Avim Miluim assumes that I'm going to answer the kasha of tanai by taking the sugya away from tanai and moving it into an issue of psika, what was agreed to. Maybe they're both true. Maybe there's an inyan of psika, but it's also a tanai. So I have to figure out a tanai, why a tanai is a valid tanai. I didn't conform to mishpatei tanai. But the fact that the Ran could say midin chol bi'alma and suggest at the end of the sugya that the kedushin could be not dependent on it, that sounds very much in the same vein as Avni Miluim. So again, this is a interesting issue. Then go after that. Just for that, we'll finish the sugya tomorrow. Yes, Hashem. We'll try to go to that Mem Zayin. Look at the Rashi there, the sugya there, and then another Miluim as well that I gave you. You can go try to get to that as well. Good.